Task 3.
Read the task and think about what you'd like to say. You have about a minute to prepare.
I think that picture 1 is the most appropriate because I think castles are important to Polish history. The remains of the castle have not been destroyed much. They have stood the test of time, so it's easy to imagine what life would have been like in Poland centuries ago. Castles are ancient buildings, so they are important to earlier history in Poland in general. They are where kings and queens would have lived, and where important battles would have been fought, too. Also, castles are very beautiful. The architecture of castles is very different to that of the buildings you'd find in Poland today. I rejected picture 2, because the monument is a statue of a particular person. Therefore, it is important to only one specific historical figure or period of time in Poland. I rejected picture 3 because it looks like a church or place of worship, and I don't think churches are the locations of hugely important events.
Thank you. I will now ask you 2 questions. What's more important? A country's past, present, or future?
For me, my country's future is the most important thing. What matters most is how a country, its people, its government, and its culture progresses. It's up to us to make changes and improvements for future generations. Having said that, it's impossible to do that without being concerned about what's happening now and what's happened in the past. That's how you learn, from experience.
Do you think Polish people honor their history well enough? Why? Why not?
Polish people honor their history with its unique customs and special occasions, such as Smingus Dingus, Women's Day, and the Polish Name Day tradition, for example. We have traditional meals, costumes, and dances, too. Polish people are proud of their past, their role in European history, and their independent attitude. That's why lots of people display the Polish flag. In Poland, we also have lots of museums.
Do you think you can get a sense of a place's history from its landmarks and monuments? Why? Why not?
I think you can get a sense of a place's history from its landmarks and monuments if you ask questions about them, educate yourself about what they represent, and of course, use your imagination. They're a constant reminder of what people achieved in the past during various periods of history.
In your opinion, what makes Poland stand out from other countries?
In my opinion, what makes Poland stand out from other countries is our beautiful landscape, our traditional food and culture, our unique history, and our national identity. Polish people are friendly, but strong-willed, too. Also, we have a great sense of humor. Of course, Poland has its own language, and its cities are fantastic places to visit. Though they have plenty of historical and cultural significance, they are not expensive places in comparison to other European destinations.
Thank you. This is the end of the exam.